good. Hey, Pat.
Yo. Hey, dude. How's it going, man?
Yeah, I'm doing good. Look, this is, you know what episode this is?
What episode is this?
The 31st episode. I'm on 31.
No way.
No, actually.
That's wild.
No, I fucked up. I'm on the 32nd episode.
Damn. Episode Congratulations, 32. Man.
Yeah,
that's
thank
awesome.
You. Thank you. It's the name has gone through some changes over the past little bit, but hey, you're listening to Naoto's Interlude podcast. So what is good, man? Welcome back to Montreal, bro.
Thanks, man. It's weird. It's weird being back. It's a weird time to be alive.
No, for sure. For sure. In this springtime weather, man, like how's it feel to be back and there's no one outside?
It's funny, like Vancouver springtime was like already hitting it. Like I was skating outside every day. And then I come here and there's still ice in my backyard and I don't know. It's raining now, so it'll go away. But
it'll go away. I mean, it's better than previous years.
People are still outside, man. People are still going for walks and doing their thing.
People are still going for walks, which is kind of sus, but I mean, it is what it is. Like I stepped outside for the first time in like a week yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
I ended up walking outside for like an hour because I wanted to go to this Chinese supermarket. I don't know if you know about Marché Newton or something. It's
where's it at?
Concordia. Concordia, yeah. It's like TNT, but like not
I know good. TNT.
Yeah, exactly. It's like a rip-off of TNT, but it's dope. Okay. It's dope. You should check it out when it's not as crazy, man.
Yeah.
So yo, what is good? How's Vancouver, by the way?
Dude, it's great. People are still living. It was really great before all went down. I was like, I had a really great skateboard ride with a buddy of mine, like on the last day. And it was just weird because it was just empty everywhere. But it was great for skateboarding because you could just cruise down the middle of the street and like no one cared. So yeah, man, it's nice. I miss it.
Yeah, I know. I've been hearing things about Vancouver. My mom's been saying that, my mom's actually been saying that like people have been still hitting the beach. Like groups of people,
like they're starting to like call the cops on them.
Good. I would definitely
getting the blowhorns out.
Yo, I would definitely like call the police for sure. Like I was telling her, I wasn't telling her to snitch. Well, I mean, it's not really snitching. it's for public health. Let's be real. So yo, what man?
What's up,
man?
What have you been listening to, dude?
Yo.
Some music. I need that music. You need to be put on.
Well, I've been listening to this guy named Giveon. Giveon is fucking
You've phenomenal. Been Instagramming him, right? And shit.
Yeah. Like I think I've been like repeating this one song called Vanish by him. And it's just like it's fucking phenomenal. Like
how do you spell his name?
Giveon.
See how I type and you can see the... Anyway.
Yeah, your fingers. It's because his camera is like right by his keyboard, y'all. Yeah, if you don't know, this is the quarantine edition of the pod, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's we're gonna see how it goes. I'm pretty sure it's gonna look fucking amazing anyways. I'm still gonna be editing it, so it's like it's gonna look engaging. Like I'm pretty excited to go through this footage. But
dope.
Giveon has been amazing.
Where's he from?
I'm not too sure. He's either from the UK or like America. Like I'm pretty sure he's from the States. I'm pretty sure. But on his EP that just came out this Friday, it features a lot of Toronto producers. So
oh, word.
And that kind of got me thinking that like Toronto R&B is like it's such a huge backbone for R&B right now. You know, for contemporary R&B, it's fucking phenomenal. Yeah. Lil Dragon, which I mentioned before,
dude. Like, I need to listen to this new album, man. I
so
love
fucking good. I mean,
no idea.
I listened to it once, and I was like, oh wow, I'm vibing with this. But I think I need to listen to another like seven more times to like really get it, because I'm not
Like, is it conceptual or is it like
not kind of conceptual? I mean, I'm not too sure. I don't think it's conceptual, but I mean, I could be totally off here.
That's also the most generic way of describing an album is like, yeah, it's conceptual, dude.
Is it conceptual? No, there's some like there's some pretty generic like buzzwords like God, I've had some
really concept album.
Yeah, this is a concept.
And that's what conceptual.
Album. Yeah. Like as if every album doesn't have an idea.
Well, oddly enough, you can
say Party Next Door doesn't, because that album is trash.
But I was gonna say Childish Gambino's new album is like, seems like there was just no thought put into it. It was just kind of
just like put together. Yeah, I listened to it like once, and then there are some songs I really liked, and then other times I'm just like, what is going on here? Like, why why'd you go down this path? Like, it doesn't make sense. But
I remember I was at Oceaga last year, and I saw him perform, and he played Algorithm.
Yeah.
And probably a couple other tracks. Well, yeah, you were there, right?
No, I wasn't. I wish we were talking about like me crashing at your place.
Oh yeah, yeah.
that would have been so fun.
It was a cool concert. It was cool listening to new music for the time, and I think there was like a novelty about it when we first saw it. But I don't know. Now I'm that album. There's like a couple tracks I'll listen to again, but it's okay.
Namely, the 21 track is that song goes hard. The 21 Savage one.
Right. Which one was that one?
I forgot. I don't know the song.
Because they're all numbered. They're all numbers. Yeah,
I can't name it off the top of my head. I think it's like the third song. I'm pretty sure it's the third or fourth.
Is that Time?
I don't know. It's like it has a really bouncy instrumental with like the synths, like the really bouncy and gooey synth chords.
Okay.
Like, I don't know how to explain it, but
sounds great.
Yeah. God. That whole rollout, like, confuses me so much because
I don't understand. Like,
I feel like this album was ready to go last year, right? Like that's why he was.
It has feels like summer on it. Like,
yeah, it has feels like summer on it. Like it feels like it's supposed to come out last year. And I think I saw on last year, like I forgot what label he signed to, maybe RCA, but like the rollout got leaked, and it was supposed to drop like in April of last year, like right before like festival season and right before he started touring. But then that was very confusing to me. Like I wonder what happened with like label politics, or just if I don't know, maybe he got insecure about the album or something.
Matt, it feels like music, like industry, there's so much more drama than I find in like any other industry.
There's so much drama. It's funny. It's funny as hell.
I don't. Where does that you think all come from, man? Is it just?
I think it comes from ego. At the end of the day, I'm pretty sure it comes from ego. Like I don't know what other industry, like people are looked as gods in the same way musicians are.
Mm-hmm.
Like me, you can maybe say athletes, but
I think
it's less so. I don't think you could get one athlete to pack a room full of 1,000 people or like 5,000 people, you know what I mean?
Right.
Like mm-hmm. it's so, and then do that like multiple nights. Like I just, maybe except if you're like a tennis player, but no, if you're a tennis player, you're still playing against another person.
Right.
And you're like,
yeah, it's weird, man. I think it's like, oh, what was it? I think there's like a sense that like there's so much pride in the work, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
There's so many people who like want credit for something that's like usually just only like a couple people
involved. Exactly. Like it's actually, that got me,
and it's not like sports.
You brought that up. Yeah.
But like sports, like you're playing for the goal of like winning the game, right? Like music, you're not playing for the goal of winning anything. You're playing to like express yourself.
Right.
So much more on the line, you know? Like that's why I think there's more ego.
Sometimes though, like it's really weird about music because there is dialogue about winning and losing, but it's so like you know,
there's yeah, so but that's like hip hop shit. Like that's
exactly. Well, yeah, that's true. It's mostly hip hop shit. You know, I think I've been watching way too many Instagram lives. Have you seen the producer battles that have been happening?
Nah, what is that?
Like Timbaland and Swizz Beatz started it off, but basically both of them went on live, and then they would play like their best tracks, and then like go back and forth with each other. And then
with
tracks that they've produced, it was really cool. But like now you're getting it with like a lot of different artists. Like Neo and The Dream are doing like a songwriter battle of like songs that they wrote, and then they're just doing like back and forths of that. It's
so they're just like spitting live. Like
no, they're just playing the recorded music.
Oh no way. Okay.
Yeah, like Timbaland would play they would just be going off.
Damn, I'm down.
Going off.
I miss Timbaland. I feel like he fell off. What happened?
Yeah, no, me too. And you know what I think with Tim though, like you know, like I'm pretty sure he fell off after him and his associate producer like fell out. Like oftentimes with these big name producers, you get like somebody else that's making the main melody, you know what I mean?
Right,
kind of like with Pharrell and Chad.
Word.
But
I don't know enough about it,
but I'm happy that the Neptunes are still together, you know. So
yeah, man.
Shouts out
I need a new Clips album. Where's the next Clips album at?
Yo, that's what I'm saying. Although, so there's Pusha T and there's a fucking
his brother, what's his name?
God, I should know this. People are gonna kill me. People are gonna kill me for not knowing this.
I don't know either.
I know this. I know this off the top of my head. Malice. Hmm. Yeah. No, he became like a priest or something.
Right.
He's now rapping about God, and he was on the Jesus's, like, actually they were both on the Jesus's King album. Like,
right. Doing, yeah. Like, I remember hearing that,
two verses, and I'm like, all right, this is not where I wanted to hear like a Clips feature, but all right. You know what? It's, I guess if that's where Malice is in his life, like you can't change that. Right. So people got to evolve. Okay, man. Yeah,
it's exactly. All good. It's all gravy.
Speaking of like evolving and transitioning, what do you, so with all this going on and with like all these shutdowns, like what's your plan, man? Like, how are you going to navigate these waters in these rough, rough times?
Right, man. I know there's a lot of creatives out there right now, a lot of filmmakers, a lot of YouTubers and stuff like that who are definitely taking advantage of this whole thing. I wish I was taking more advantage of it. I'm still trying to finish off this last semester of school.
Yeah.
So could be doing more, but I just hope this ends soon because I got some things lined up hopefully this summer and love to do some videos and stuff like that. I got a good friend of mine, Grace. I don't know if you ever met Grace.
No, I met her.
Met Gray, yeah. She wants to do a live recording, kind of like a live music video type thing. Cool. And then, I lost a couple of gigs all when this kind of went down, everything going canceled. I don't know, man.
Yeah.
I wish it would all just kind of click. Well, the thing is, like, if you have, for filmmakers, mm-hmm. pre-production, post-production, and then there's the actual production. Right? Pretty much everyone I know's actual production stuff has been kind of canceled. No one's meeting up to shoot, and no one's meeting up to do big videos. But there's a lot of people who are lucky to have some stuff in the back burner, doing some post-production stuff. So I'm lucky in that way. I've got some things I can work on. And then, some pre-production stuff, just reach out to people, see what they need. I was actually thinking the real estate market right now is kind of interesting, and they can't hold open houses, right?
Yeah.
So virtual tours of homes is probably going to be in demand. So maybe I can get up on that and start filming some houses.
That'd be a pretty good angle, dude.
That's what really, I'm thinking. Really, yeah.
Like I've been, because I'm looking for an apartment right now, and a lot of them are just like virtual house tours.
Yeah, exactly. And a lot of places just don't have them. They just forgot to it. So, you know, if you can get in there and organize somehow with a realtor or whatever, that you can take the whole house to yourself and just shoot it over an hour or so. And I think that's an open business for creatives. If anyone
definitely,
yeah, I'm gonna come after you. But.
Hey, I'm gonna be taking out my Rebel SL2 to be
yeah.
Amen. But
yeah, use what you got.
Yeah, exactly. No, that's a really, really great idea. Like, yeah, no, it's rough. And also don't be too hard on yourself, man. You still got school left, you know, like
you gotta
finish this semester off strong. You know what I'm saying? Like has everything just turned into like papers for you right now?
Basically, yeah. I had one course that was like one giant project. So I got fucked over because like you couldn't. It was like a big group thing. So, I'm not really sure how that's all turning out.
Yeah. But
UBC and a bunch of other places pretty much are letting everyone just take all their classes pass-fail, which I think is a pretty smart way of doing it. Because
that's dope.
You can't just like refund everyone for an entire semester because they would just lose so much money. I mean, they could probably do it. They have lots of money, but... they still have to pay teachers and shit like that.
For sure.
It's a compromise. I think it's fair. I think it's, you know, it's kind of unprecedented. So there's not much you can do.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, no, that's good that they're giving you that option. I mean, is it an option or is it like mandatory? Like, is every class just going to become passive?
No, so it's optional and it's, I think it's still by department. So
okay.
Some profs are restricting it to a degree.
Yeah.
But pretty much every class I've had, they're like, yeah, your papers due whenever, like take your time, handle your shit. So yeah, it's been really nice. Everyone's been pretty accommodating. So
man, that's good. And it's also, but you know what? I'm happy to see that you're like thinking in a very like, all right, this is what's going on right now. Let me like try and figure shit out, you know?
So, yeah, man, it's a good time to just sit back and connect to friends and think about some bigger picture stuff, you know. And like,
absolutely. Like, I've been, man, it's a really great reset button, almost. I think for a lot of people, and even for myself, man. Like, I've just like cut out a lot of the useless like fluff that was in my life, and now I'm thinking like, oh shit. Like I'm ready now I can like take all these different projects in this direction and like, okay, like this is how I can accomplish these certain goals, like the Japanese and stuff. And it's, I'm like low-key kind of enjoying this in a way. Like
it's fucked to say, right? Cause like, of course this is horrible.
This is absolutely horrible. And like
a lot of people are dying and it's not.
And this is why I'm like trying to skirt around it a little.
Yeah. It's not easy.
No, not at all. Because it's like the reason why I don't feel like anxious or bad about it is because I have a job right now. Like I have,
how's that working out? Do you guys are
all totally fine. Yeah. No, my industry, well, I wouldn't say my industry. Oh my God. Like there are people in my industry that are definitely suffering, like especially in the event space. Like,
oh,
holy
man.
Shit.
Dude. I can't.
Yo, Paradigm, like I think they fired like 40% of their workforce.
Shit.
And then they reduced the salaries of their remaining workforce by 50%.
Damn. I wonder what, how Eventco is taking all this.
Probably not well, man.
Is there any rumor of Oceaga being canceled at all? Or
no one's really saying anything. Like I think with a lot of that, like it's gonna be end up being like last, I wouldn't say last minute, but I think we're probably gonna know around May, June. You know, when's Oceaga again? End of July?
Usually the first weekend of August, yeah.
Yeah, I'll probably say like end of May, early June. That's when we'll probably know. But
word.
I mean, at that point, we'll probably have a big, better picture of like what's
the lineup came out. Right? Yeah,
it's out.
Is it again? I don't even remember.
Let's actually check out the lineup.
Let's
take a deep dive in Osiega's lineup. Because I definitely want to go this or at some point, but I remember
it's Foo Fighters, Lizzo.
Foo Fighters are actually really dope.
Be so down. Not for Vampire Weekend.
Oh, Leon Bridges. Yeah. I don't care about PND.
Rex Orange County. I saw them last year, but they're dope.
Boy. Yeah,
French Montana. I'm down for some French Montana.
Yeah, let's go watch some French Montana.
I'm so down.
Oh, Frank
Howard.
Octavian, oh, that's dope.
Oh, Men I Trust, they're dope.
Shaylia, Clay.
Yo, Slow Tie, I'm so down.
Yeah, Slow Tie, oh, man.
Dude.
Oh, man.
Brockhampton.
Yeah.
Shit.
Lil Mosey, Claro. You don't want to see Claro?
Dude, I am. Don't even start with Claro. You know what I'm talking about. You know?
No.
I was supposed to be in Mexico last weekend to see Tame Impala with Claro and MGMT opening for them at a fucking giant ass baseball stadium / F1 track.
No.
And it got canceled. I was like, oh my God. Was that last weekend? I think that was.
Damn.
And
I mean, it's okay, dude. Like,
it got rescheduled to September 10th. So.
Oh, good. Do you already have tickets?
I still have the tickets. They said, hold on to your tickets. I just need to get a new flight. So I lost some money on my flight. Other than that.
But other than that, you're Gucci. Yeah, like my, I got tickets for Snow Allegra. But that was like the Vancouver show. So like now that the tour is actually canceled, I'm going to get my refund. So I'm like, I don't really, really care that much, but it kind of sucks for anybody that wanted to watch Snow Allegra, I guess. I was going to watch, I was thinking about going to Thundercat like a couple weeks back.
In Montreal?
In Montreal. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
He performed
in, Vancouver. I have some friends.
I saw that. Yeah. Did TJ6X open for him?
Don't know. I wasn't there. So
do you know TJ6X? So I'll send you some of his stuff. He's basically a rapper that talks about basically his raps are like him describing how to use the dark web and proxies to scam people. He gives them
I love this. 2020 SoundCloud rappers.
Yo, dude, no, he had this video about like Walmart and like how he scammed Walmart, and he films the video in Walmart.
But he's a rapper? I don't.
Yeah, about how he was putting like PS4s and Xboxes and TVs in his cart, and then when he went up to pay, he used like a credit card. That wasn't his. Like a
it's
white
just credit
lady.
Card fraud. Like that's just like
no. I'll like read
not...
some of I'll read some of the lyrics. DJ X6 Walmart. No. He has a song called Black Air Force One Activity. Oh, so it's called Swipe Story. So the first line, very captivating. It goes, let me tell y'all about this one time at Walmart. Walked in and played it so smooth, I grabbed this shopping cart. So he basically describes how he stole, how he put, all, Xboxes and TVs into his cart. And then he goes, walked to the counter, can I apply for iPhone X? All my profiles good, got good credit, so I'd be paying less. $400 down payment, buying even stressed. I love a profile with 700 credit score because I can grab 4 iPhones and grab some more.
Yeah, that's wild.
So fucking funny, man. Like,
that's amazing.
So jokes. Dude, like...
That's shit my brother would love. I'm going to send that.
Yo, I absolutely, oh God. Yeah, no, it killed me. I'm going to send you a link to that song. I don't know why.
You've heard the coronavirus rap track.
Which?
Did I send you that one?
No, is it by the Spanish rapper or something?
No, it's like those dudes on Instagram. It's like, move, bitch, you got coronavirus. Yes. You haven't heard that?
I probably have heard that.
Dude, it's so good.
Oh, man.
The dance, too, is amazing. They're like, I can't.
There's a song that was done by a Dominican guy called Coronavirus, and it's fucking lit.
I just saw it. I sent it to you on Instagram.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm excited to give it a go. I don't know why I brought up TJX6. I had a whole, like, greater point beyond this. Oh, no, you know what? I didn't tell you about my crazy night when I saw 070 Shake.
Tell me.
So I saw 070. Actually, there was like a battle rap event going on, like on live stream. So I was like watching that. And then I was like, oh shit, this show started like an hour ago. I should probably start heading there. So it took me like 20 minutes to walk to the venue. I got there. 070 Shake didn't start for another 10 minutes. So like the timing was really good. Her set was amazing. Like, do you know who 070 Shake is?
I'm pretty sure you told me about her before.
Yeah, she's really, really good. She did the do you remember Ghost Town in Ye's
Kanye
album?
Kanye's album. That's her.
Kid Cudi, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Dope.
The girl that's like, I wish I was free, like, yeah. Who sings that? She she's that girl. But her last album, Modus Vivendi, is actually really good. Like,
I'm down, man. I'm checking it out.
Also a great performer as well. And like, man, her encore song was that Kanye song.
That's
it. That made me realize that, like, wow, like young kids like really, really fuck with her. Like really, really mess with her. So I thought that was really cool. And then after that, I went home and then I was like sitting on my couch and then I was like thinking, like, I was really tired because it was probably about like 11:30, 11:45 at this point. So I was thinking about going to bed. And then, but then I had some coworkers that were at, not Furco. Fuck, what's that? I think it was Furco, actually. Yeah, in Montreal.
Yeah.
I think it's Furco. The one that's like right by McGill. Like,
yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. So yeah, we went to Furco, and then my homie, we were there with some coworkers, and then my homie like went up to me and he was like, "Hey, is that Catronata right there at the booth?" So I thought he meant the DJ booth, not like the actual booth, right inside.
Right.
And then he's a black dude, so I was just like, "Dude, he's dark skinned. Are you fucking serious?"
What do you mean? Like,
I was dead ass. Like, I was no. Like the guy that was currently DJing. Like, he was a dark skinned black dude. So I was "Yo, Keishonada's light skinned." Like,
oh, okay, I got it.
My homie was drunk, so it was like, so he said, "Oh yeah, guess I made a mistake." And then another homie like came up. He was like, "Yo, is that Keitra?" I was like, "Why is everybody saying that's Keitra?" They look a little bit over to the left, and he's like, wilding, like he's having a lit time. I'm like, what the fuck? And then pretty much what happened was the lights came on at like 3 a.m but then people were still like super energized, and then I think somebody was like, play Pop Smoke, because Pop Smoke passed away. R.I.P. Pop Smoke. But Pop Smoke passed away the week prior, I think. So someone was like, play Pop Smoke. So Welcome to the Party came on. And then the lights all turned off again. Everybody had their phone lights on. And then Keitra hopped behind the DJ decks.
Nice.
And then he played a set till like 3:45 in the morning.
Just impromptu. That's fucking dope.
Impromptu. And he was playing like a lot of like old school, like not old school, but like early 2000s hip hop mixed with some like early Drake and like some.
Dude, I haven't seen Keitra in forever. I'd be so down to see him.
That was, I would say that was like, so I saw him crazy. Like I haven't seen him before I saw him at Igloo. That was an insane set. But
that was this year, right? Yeah, that was like
this year. That was this year.
Yeah, that's sick.
But then I would say that small club set was probably the better set for me. Because, right. I mean, I love Cage's music, but when he went into that bag of like playing bangers, it was just different. I remember like seeing people and like seeing people that have like told me about it and how like crazy it all was, but like when they saw him years ago, like that kind of set, but I was blown away that he did that kind of set.
Yeah, he's definitely got like, I mean, yeah, I've seen him do his tour show for like 99.9. Yeah. And then where else did I see him? I saw him in Montreal, the Belmont, maybe.
Oh, shit.
A while ago, like
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Maybe Dacha, I think I've seen him. Yeah, so. Easy. Dude, yeah, he's sick. Oh, man.
Yeah.
Not the biggest fan of his new album, though. It was a little sad. It just seemed like more of the same, you know?
But yeah, it's, no,
it's
definitely.
It's funky. Like, I like it. Like, it's just.
It's cool, but I was like revisiting 99.9%, and I was like, oh, this had some undeniable bangers. Like, when he went to Glowed Up with Anderson .Paak, like during a set, like how that whole place like exploded, like my god, that was insane. That was fucking insane.
That's crazy.
Yeah, man, like how are you holding up quarantining and relationshiping, man?
Ooh, switching it up.
Pivoting,
kind of shit.
Yeah,
it's kind of
understandably, because then it's are you chatting often?
Yeah, we video chat like almost every day. But she went back to Mexico, my girlfriend Gabby.
Shouts out.
She's probably gonna listen. I don't know.
We'll see. I can put out this clip specifically. So
Just send it straight to her. Gabby, we love you.
Yeah, exactly.
I took her to the airport. Because I was supposed to go see Tame Impala with her in Mexico. And that was a week ago Wednesday.
Yeah.
So yeah, like a week and a bit ago.
Oh shit, okay.
Yeah.
And, so a lot of developments after that happened, right?
Yeah. So that was like, we had the tickets to go. And so she just took the ticket that she had to go to Tame Impala, like the flight.
Yeah.
To go back to Mexico City, and she's been there since. And then I was in Vancouver for about like a week after, and then I left.
And then at what point, I guess, like, did you decide like, fuck this, I'm going back home?
Well, like, it was just kind of, I was just chilling in my apartment, not really doing anything for like a week.
Yeah.
And my lease at that apartment in Vancouver was up in April. And yeah, I basically just had to cover that last month. But my parents want me back here, and you know, it's nice being back in the basement, and you know, I can do all my classes online. So it's didn't really make much sense to stay in Vancouver, especially cause I lost a lot of my gigs and stuff like that.
Right.
So I wasn't making any money, and I was just going to end up spending money.
Well, yeah.
So it was just going to take a bigger hit than I needed to. So I'm cool with being back here. It sucks that I literally have no idea when I'm going to see my girlfriend again. So a lot of people are in that boat right now, and I feel for every single one of them.
Yeah.
It's not fun.
I hope that this is over quick, you know, like, I mean, realistically, like my guess is that it's going to probably happen in waves and shit, but who the fuck knows? Like, hopefully it's over soon. Like, hopefully we'll be able to salvage this summer. You know what I'm saying? Like,
dude, hopefully, man.
Man. Yeah.
I just hope that, like, it's not September or October when I see her again. It's June. Yeah. You know, like that'd be nice. Like I can deal with a couple months, not half a year.
God damn. Yeah. Cause like, yeah. I was thinking about this. I like right now, that would just be so difficult to like be in this position. You know what I'm saying? Like,
it's comforting to know that like everyone's kind of in this position.
Yeah. Yeah. No, absolutely.
I'm definitely jealous of those who are like quarantined up with their
boot up and shit. Yeah,
that's a little annoying.
Those people are annoying. They can fuck off.
Yeah. I don't want to see your fucking couples workout videos.
Oh God. Or like, like couples live streaming some shit together. And I'm just like, dude, you guys are so cute, but like, nah, man, like you need to chill.
Nah, everyone deserves love. It's all good.
Nah, I've become
jaded.
Like, no one deserves love. No, I'm playing, y'all. No, I'm just honestly, in all honesty, like I'm so fucking content with being single now, like more so than I've ever been. Like, it's
crazy. How long has it been? It's been what, like half a year? Year? I don't know
how long it's been. I mean, what do you consider like single? You know what I'm saying? Like, I made a pact with myself that I made a little bit of a pact where I was just like, you know what? I'm gonna be celibate until August.
Why?
I don't know.
Focus on your work.
Focus on my work and shit, and just like not really date anybody and like.
No, I mean I get
see people, but it's kind of difficult. I've realized that like single people during this quarantine are so fucking horny. It's fucked.
Yeah, when this is all over, man.
Dude, yo, there are gonna be so many fucking pregnancies after.
Dude, you're gonna know whether or not you were like born during the quarantine or like it's quarantine. Like,
I think. Do you think more people, more children are gonna be like, what, not conceived, is, wait, what,
conceived's the right word? Yeah,
wait, is that, oh yeah, yeah, do you think people are gonna be conceived like pre-quarantine or no, actually post-quarantine or during quarantine?
Oh man, that's a good question.
I would say post.
Probably post.
I would say post
because I think there are like people like me who are just away from their girlfriend.
For sure. And think about this way. Think about this too. Like, people aren't going to be like refilling on birth control like anytime soon.
You know what? I just saw an article saying that because of the pandemic, there's a shortage in condoms supply.
For real?
It's like they're not like the condom production factories are shut down apparently.
Oh, I thought people were fucking like that.
Well, probably a combination of the two. I should probably read more than just headlines.
For sure.
Oh, I just read headlines all the time.
Oh man. It's gonna be wild. I feel like I'm gonna know some people that are just gonna get like mad pregnant after this, and that's also another thing that I want to be super careful of as well, because I'm at a point in my life, I'm almost 25. I'm 25 next week.
Oh, dude.
Have a child right now, bro. I mean, I could. No, but I can't.
Let's do drinks for your birthday.
That's what I'm saying, dude. That's what I'm saying. Like, I'm thinking, do you have the app House Party?
I've heard of it. What is it? It's like a group chat kind of thing.
It's a group chat kind of thing. And it's actually, it works decently well. They have like games on there. It's like people can hop in and hop out, whatever. Like, it's pretty lit. I'll send you an invite to it. It's very dope. So,
well, you gotta invite Gabby if you're gonna have a birthday party.
I am so fucking down. I want Gabby there.
We need those multiple countries involved.
Dude, I'm also going to invite my homie Carla as well. She's from Cancun. So, know what I'm saying? Like,
I just video chatted with my buddy in India last night.
No way. Okay. Yo, man. Like, it's
everywhere though, man. Like, no one's... It's everywhere.
You touched upon a really good point earlier about how you were saying that since everybody's in this together, it makes it easier. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like it really isn't. Yeah. It picks no favorites, you know, man. It's
absolutely not.
And it's humbling in a way, you know. It's everyone that, like, we're all just chilling with Mother Nature, you know. We're all just at her bidding.
Yeah, we're all Mother Nature's bitch at the end.
I was going to say that, but I was like, I don't know.
You can say that. I've sworn like so many times on this. Yo, like it's crazy. Like I honestly would feel pretty awful about this situation if, let's say, I was chilling inside, I look out the window and people are wilding, like in the springtime. Like people are out having a good time, like, you know, like congregating.
Right now or later?
I mean, right now. Yeah. Like that's what I'm saying. Like right now, like I'm totally fine with staying inside, you know, and just like kind of, well, I'm not really that fine with it.
But man, we're lucky though. We're lucky. Yeah. Like, there's a lot of people who are in some shitty situations.
No, absolutely. Absolutely.
It's not like, easy.
I know some people that got laid off last week.
But just like home life shit too, you know? Oh,
that just too. That, you know, too,
like
as well.
Being at home is not a safe place for everyone.
No, no, not at all. Not at all. Man, I didn't even think about that. Like it's, I mean, that's going to be the thing. We're going to see the, and that's, I guess like that's where I'm kind of scared for my job as well. Cause I'm like, oh man, the music industry is going to be fucked. But I'm in the digital advertising space within music. So that's why I think I'll be fine. Because
what's crazy is the amount of ads I've seen on TV that are already targeting people's experience with the coronavirus. Like I saw like car commercials that are like, don't worry about putting any money down for 36 months. You're fine. But drive this Chevy truck. You know what I mean? It's like, it's crazy. No. They're like, you can tell that like the whole market is shifting towards assuming people are going to stay at home. You know,
dude, that's, yo, man. Like I'm honestly, I'm really concerned for people that are in a vulnerable position and, you know, have all these like fucking loan companies like targeting them and shit. Like that's what I've been thinking about, dude.
Yeah,
like,
there's scams already going for all this.
Yeah, for sure. Apparently, like there's like multi-level marketing MLMs targeting people. You know, that are there.
I don't even know what that is. What is multi-level marketing?
It's a pyramid scheme.
Okay.
So multi-level marketing is basically where you like convince, since you are convinced to pay into this thing and to buy all this inventory, you convince like four or five other people in shit.
It's a Ponzi scheme. Yeah.
Yeah. No, it's a complete Ponzi scheme, dude. Like it's fucked up. I'm gonna, you know what? Like, I don't know.
Well, I know that there's people like, with all that, like, they're trying to develop at-home testing.
Yeah,
there's people who are already selling like at-home testing kits that are just like
Dope. Just
the equivalent of a placebo or whatever.
Yeah, man. Yeah, like that's. Hey, I think we're gonna make it out, but like I'm not super. You know, I'm not super like confident in a vaccine coming.
Oh no, it's not gonna come. Yeah,
anytime soon.
It's gonna be a while for a
year and a half. Year and a half. So I think there's just gonna be other ways and like other drugs.
It's a bad time to be an anti-vaxxer.
Yeah, it's a really bad time, and also a Trump supporter as well. So,
dude, Trump is fucking most approval he's ever had.
What? Isn't it still like 46% or some shit?
It's
like
climbing every day. It's climbing, man. He's had the best approval since his election.
How the fuck?
Yeah, I know. Dude, 48 to like 50 or whatever is like, it's pretty good. Like,
but Bush's approval rate,
I mean, like, that's apples and oranges, dude. Like,
Bush's approval rate after 9/11 was like crazy.
Well, yeah, it's because Trump says he's a wartime president right now. You know, like, anyway, I don't want to get into politics and shit like that.
It peaked at 92%. with a steady 80 to 90% afterwards. Like, if we put it into that terms, Bush. That's Bush post 9/11. Post 9/11. And I think we can use that as an indicator to how much Trump is like fucking up. That
but man, people still love him. Anyway, it's all good.
Yeah.
I hope he gets his shit together.
Trump?
Yeah, man. You still gotta root for, you know, I know he's an idiot and he's
like, that's very true, because like, you know what, I was like thinking about this earlier, like low-key I was hoping that he would fuck up more, and then I was like, wait, hold on,
nah, you're fucking over good. Everyone.
Yeah, exactly, man. Exactly. I mean, yeah, like
it benefits everyone for him to do well, pretty much, like except for
so
wow, heavy for re-election stuff.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll see what happens. But four more years of this, like, I'm not excited. I don't want four more years of this. And I don't even live in the States. Well, mostly because I want to work in the States within the next four.
Right. But, I mean, like, look, like, how much does... I mean, I know this is going to sound kind of naive, but, like, how much does him being president really affect your daily life? Not that much, really. I don't know.
Not too much.
Like, however, there's a bunch of like key issues, yeah, I think, that like affect people's daily life, but like,
right,
that's going to affect their daily life regardless whether or not, like,
I just, man, but I honestly just don't, because like, you got to think about it this way too. Like, the economic policies he's going to put in place, like, take effect, like, I forgot if it was 5 to 7 years after the presidency. And like, that's going to start hitting when I'm like in my 30s. And by when I'm in my 30s, like, I'm trying to, like, you know, get to a certain point. So I'm not, I don't know.
I'm playing devil's advocate. It's all good.
I understand. You always do. So, hey, I appreciate you, dog.
No, man, I appreciate it too, dude. It's always nice talking.
It's nice chatting with you. I need to actually hang out with you, but I don't know when that's gonna be safe. Or like,
I think I'm on day 5 of my plane since I've been back from Vancouver. So, give it a week or so.
In a week and a bit. Yeah.
Wait. When's your birthday again?
April 5th. So next 5th. Sunday. Next Sunday. So I'm going to be drunkenly video chatting.
Yeah, on Saturday. I might not be night. Able to hang out, but I'd be down to fucking video chat. Sure.
Still. No, for sure. I'm going to be having a mass video chat. So I'll see how that goes, because that might be a shit show, actually, like, with everybody just being drunk and jumping in. Being like,
I think it'd be great. I just want everyone to have a good time. Remember that the world is still a beautiful place.
Absolutely. I mean, do you have any other advice for anybody else, any other creatives going through this, you know, difficult time?
Man, it's hard because I'm struggling to be creative myself right now. So I don't know how much advice I could give. It's probably advice I should be giving myself.
Maybe like, just be kind to yourself.
You be know kind, rewind.
Like, I think, like, the best time, I mean, you just got back and like, you're still going through school and stuff. Like, I think the best thing to do is to just at this point let it come to you and not, you know, stress too hard about it.
I think too, like, maintaining your routine, you know, like, maintaining the things that like that's the thing that I've been screwing up right now, is like 3-hour time change and everything. Like, I've been waking up at like noon almost every day, and going to bed at like 3.
I don't know about you, dog, but like, I haven't worn pants in so long.
Oh, you're wearing pants right now?
I'm actually in
wearing pants,
sweats right now. Sweatpants. I don't know if you count those, but yeah, since I've been like working from home, it's been like up here the whole time, so it's it's okay. Oh wait, do you see my new tattoo?
Nah, show me.
It's right. Oh, god damn
it. Hey, yeah, I know. I saw that on Instagram.
Like,
Sick.
I'm so happy with it. I'm so
the Medusa happy skull. With it. Yeah, that's
yeah. Medusa skull like went way better than I thought it would. So I'm glad that I got that then.
You got that in Montreal?
Yeah, yeah. I got it around like February, I would say. Yep. Yeah, yeah. So, anyways, it was good talking to you. Thank you so much for being on, dude.
Dude, of course, man. I will be here if you need me, man. I'm around. Sure. If that needs me, give me a shout. I will talk to you.
Hundo P. No, definitely. I want to.
My advice is trash.
It's not that garbage, dude. It's not that garbage. It's fuck out of here. I want to, yeah, like maybe like a few weeks down the line, I think we're going to see more effects on this shit. Like I want to start talking about like how it's been affecting the movie and the film industry, you know what I
mean? Yeah, man. It's crazy. I know Disney's considering putting a lot of their shit on Disney Plus. It's wild because like you have a box office juggernaut like the new Black Widow movie that's supposed to come out. Like they're expecting to make like $1 billion on that movie in the box office. And if you just put that online for $5 a month,
you're not going to make that.
They're not going to make shit. You know what I mean? Like,
and that's where
I know Mulan got pushed back. Like,
good. I don't want it to be a Disney Plus movie as well. Like I want to
support. I really hope, dude, I want to see Tenet, the new Christopher Nolan movie. Yo, oh. Tenet.
Okay.
T-E-N-E-T.
Okay.
It looks like the sickest fucking movie, and it's got Robert Pattinson and what's his name? The guy from Black Klansman, the black guy.
Denzel's son.
Is it?
Yeah, he's actually Denzel's son.
Really?
Yeah, like dead ass. That's like, amazing. They look mad, mad different, but their voices are like really, really.
Isn't similar. His last name Washington? I think it's.
Yeah, yeah, it's Washington. Yeah. Son. Denzel Washington, son. John David Washington.
There, yeah. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. No, they look.
He looks sick, dude. He's such a sick actor.
He's great. And in Black Klansman, dude, like, yeah. I really, really loved his performance. And it's like, he's.
But yo, if that movie has to come out on like streaming, like, I need to see that in theaters. Like, that's one of the movies where I'm like, I need the theatrical experience.
And for sure, for sure. It's like Blade Runner. Like there's no way you could watch it
not
in a theater. You know what I'm saying? Like
there's a couple movies like that coming out now that like I don't know if I want to see it. Like
yeah, dog. Like I can't believe Fast and Furious is getting pushed back.
Honestly, at this point
I'm kidding.
Dude, I want to see like The Rock in like space. It's like, that's Fast and Furious 10. Like, I just want him. I want him to like throw.
They're gonna
a rocket out of the air while driving the car through the ozone layer.
They're gonna drift on the ozone layer.
Yeah. Because it's honestly, I just need people to remember before we sign off right now.
Yeah.
The first Fast and Furious movie was about stealing VCRs. Just let that. Let that settle.
Like that marinate.
That marinate. That's where the world is right now.
Now they brought back Han, who died in Tokyo Drift in an explosion. It's like, how do you... K.
Like, did what? You know that Han's last name is Solo? I know. Crazy.
That is
insane. Spelled like Seoul, like Korea, and then like O, I think. I think something like that. It's something stupid. And it's only like 2 seconds when they're going through like documents or something. You see his like last name. It's like a.
Wait, no way.
You gotta look it up. There's like. Yeah, look it up.
Fast and Furious. No. Oh, actually, no.
Apparently, it's literally.
Bruh.
See, I told you. Yeah, why? It's like soul.
That was my favorite Fast and Furious movie, dog. But now
Tokyo Drift.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Tokyo Drift is the best.
It's probably my favorite. Like that movie makes me miss Tokyo a lot. Like you know what? I'm gonna get, during this whole time, I'm gonna get really good at speaking Japanese. Like that's why I've decided.
Well, when you do and you're ready to go back to Tokyo, bring me with you.
I was actually gonna say that. Like, I want you to come through with me.
Yeah, I'm super down.
Yes, homo. But no, definitely pull up to Tokyo with me. I wanna like just travel there often still and like do business there and like do like cool, like I wanna get into the fashion space as well. Like that's what I've realized. But I think I'm gonna like push that, like fully realize that in 2021 because of what I've planned for this year in terms of like this podcast and just like the YouTube channel and like my brand is a person, which is kind of fucked up to like say and think about, but
yep.
You know what I'm saying?
I do know what you're saying.
So yeah, we can, you know what, like let's discuss all that for the next episode. One of
absolutely
the next episodes,
you know, and I have some ideas for who you can have on some next episodes.
I'd be very down for that.
Yeah, let's do it. All right, man. It's been good.
Deuces. It's been great. Deuces. It's been great catching up. I'll see you in a bit, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Have a good one, man.
We'll do.
Hey. I love you.
All right. I'm going to stop recording.